communications you've received from the Historical Society. Our agenda is very brief this morning. Basically, there is only one item. And I guess I forgot to call the meeting to order, so I'll do that. And our one item is the election of trustees. And I'm going to turn that over to the head of the governance committee. I don't know where you went, Carl. Carl will present that slate of new trustees or for elected trustees.
Thank you, Barbara. We have four candidates for positions on the Board of Trustees.
I'm going to pull that up for you right now, Carl.
Thank you. There you go.
There it is.
In alphabetical order, Janet Ansel for a term, David Austin for a first term, Gary Farrell for a second term, and Jim Gallagher for a third term. And as chair of the governance committee, I move the nomination of these candidates.
And is there a second?
Second.
Who was that, Roger?
Yes.
Thank you, Roger. Are there any additional nominations from the floor? I can't, if anybody, you have to speak loud because I don't see anybody at this point. Since there are none, we'll just vote by, can we voice vote on this?
Yes, take a voice vote, Barbara, for yays and then nays. If we hear no nays, then we don't need to do a count.
Okay. All those in favor of the four candidates just presented by Carl Listman, please say aye.
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 Any negatives? Hearing none, we will assume that these four candidates have been elected to their first, second, and third terms. Is there any other business to be brought before the annual meeting? This could go down on record as the briefest annual meeting we have ever had.
Carl does.
Barbara, Carl, I'm sorry.
I don't want to steal your thunder, but I think we owe a great thanks to to Steve and all of the staff for all of the hard work that they've been doing under difficult circumstances during the pandemic.
I would agree with that, and I encourage all of you to read the annual report, which is available online, and you'll learn more about how we have managed during the pandemic, but I think all the trustees are totally appreciative of all the hard work the staff has done, because this has not been an easy time. We've been working hard at gathering the history of the pandemic in Vermont, people sharing stories and so forth. And we certainly all look forward to when we can meet again in person. Does anyone else have anything? Then I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Dawn. And do I need a second?
No.
Second. All right. Thank you, Nick. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, thank you everyone for taking the time to join us this morning. And like I said, please continue to Zoom in for our programs that are online. Check the offerings that come out every week. The museum in Montpelier is open. Please go visit. And hopefully next year we'll all be together without masks, even together in Montpelier for the annual meeting. So thank you and have a good day.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barbara. Thank